Hello, friends. This is Andy Atwell welcoming you to Come, Let Us Reason Together. This next half hour will be dedicated to putting the Bible back into its number one place in the hearts and minds of mankind. Throughout the centuries, the Bible remained the number one book sold. Only today has it taken a back shelf position in men's lives and minds. Even Christian bookstores have more books about the Bible than the Bible itself. The Bible is the only book written by God, and in it alone is found the pathway to life. Come now, let us reason together with Gilbert Larson and his friends.
Hello, everyone. This is Gilbert from Red Bluff, California. It's time to get your Bible and grab a cup of coffee.
Hi, this is Andy from Vancouver, Washington.
And this is Brett from Vancouver, Washington also. The song is in Psalms chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Tremble and do not sin. Ponder in your heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord. Tremble and do not sin. Ponder in your heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord.
Can tell by now that we like that song. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. It's a great way to go to sleep. It's a great way to wake up in the morning thinking about the Lord. Make your dreams sweet. We're in Luke chapter 18, verse 9 through 14.
And he spoke also this parable unto certain who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and set the rest at naught. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice a week, tithe all that I get. But the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but smote his own breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I say to you, this one went down into his house justified rather than the one, because everyone that exalts himself shall be humbled, but he who humbles himself shall be exalted.
Anybody pick up something on that that's pretty funny if you really think about it? I mean, it's not funny in a way, but it's funny, not good.
What do you mean that he talked to himself?
Yeah.
Hello, himself.
The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself.
He prayed with himself.
Okay, but listen to what it says next. God, who's he talking to? Himself, right?
Wow.
With a capital G. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God. He's talking to himself, God, calling himself God. I thank thee that I am not as the rest of men. It sounds like, I, okay. Can't I know your race? Oh, I, four eyes, right?
Yeah.
And I thank the God, he's that I am not like the rest of men. I fast, I get. He called himself God, a God to himself, didn't he?
I have never noticed that part.
For us.
I'm going to mark that down.
He's not talking to God.
He's talking
God,
to himself.
He's talking to himself. He definitely a God to himself. And number five, so God, he calls himself God.
Because he says prayed with himself.
Yeah. And so there's five gods, five I's right there.
Mm-hmm.
First one's called God.
And then I.
He's a God to himself. And it says, this unto a certain who trusted in themselves. And that in is that Greek word F. E-P-H.
Inside.
Yeah, not upon themselves.
Inside
they trusted
himself.
Within themselves.
So he was really full of himself. It was him.
Yeah.
That's it.
Called himself God.
There's no room for anything else.
People that pray within themselves, they're their own gods, really. But the publican, on the tax collector, standing far off, he knew he was bad. He was a tax collector. And he wouldn't so much as lift up his eyes unto heaven, and he smote his own breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He went down justified. The tax collector was justified, but the religious guy who exalted himself, it says, is going to be humbled.
He wouldn't even look up his eyes.
Yeah.
He had his head down,
yeah,
submitting down.
You know, it says in Matthew 21 that we are to fall on the rock. 21, 43 through 45. I'm going to read that really fast. I have a note from myself that I noticed that one. 21, 43 through 45. Therefore I say unto you that the kingdom of God shall be taken away from you and shall be given to a nation bringing forth its fruit. Whoever falls on this stone shall be broken to pieces. But on whomsoever, or within whomsoever, shall fall, it will scatter him as dust. That's that word, within whom it shall fall, within whom that rock will fall. It'll scatter him as dust, but whoever falls on the stone shall be broken to pieces. And this man, he falls down, and he smotes on his breast, on the rock, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Next context is 15 to 17. It's actually part of this.
And they were bringing to him also their babes, that he would touch them. But the disciples, seeing it, rebuked them. But Jesus called the babes unto him, saying, suffer the little children to come unto me, and hinder them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Amen, I say unto you, whoso shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein.
That's part of that because it says and. And let's read the next one. It's also part of this. There's that word chi again. These are all
added
together.
Do you know how long this passage is?
It's long.
It's way long. It's three chapters long.
Yeah.
So I looked at it, I'm like, how many of us are we going to go? It goes all the way to 21.
So it starts off with...
it started off in 16.
16, 19.
Right, talking about the rich man
and goes
Lazarus.
All the way to... And.
And it seems like the religious are always
21,
involved
9.
In this.
Goes to 21:9.
Yeah.
So when it does that, I heard you say it, it's like a
passage.
Gathering, yeah.
It's a grouping of context. You know, first we looked at just a word.
Right.
Then a sentence or a verse, and then a context. But when you get this and in their chi, the book we see and the most is Revelation.
And it's plus.
So this whole thing that we're looking at is
a giant context. We'll call it a passage. Yeah.
Passage, right.
Multiple context connected with chi. Yeah.
And he's really talking about the same thing for an album.
Just different angles.
Just different angles.
Like a tuning of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Different angles, but the same attitude.
Because when we were reading about Lazarus and the rich man, I was thinking about the same thing where the rich man was living his life and, you know, he received good things in his life, but Lazarus received the bad. And it got me thinking about this part of it. I didn't know it was coming up, but where the tax collector wouldn't even look up. That was humble. We actually talked about it where it's he who humbles himself will be exalted. He who exalts himself will be humbled. And that's a really good example of what that looks like.
It does seem to start in chapter 16, verse 19.
Yep.
And then from then on, every context starts with a chi. And these are just another angle, but that same. Let me go back. Now, a certain man was rich and was clothed in purple and fine linen and merry every day in splendor. And then there's Lazarus. And that story about the rich man and Lazarus is the beginning of this. People that are rich within themselves and the person who has emptied himself, Lazarus, didn't have anything.
The righteous man, the unrighteous man.
The self-righteous.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
The one that brought nothing to the table.
Right. And it started with that, and we just talked about a different flavor of it right there, literally.
Yeah, all of these since around show number 520, it started with 520, all of these are part of that same.
Okay.
That is a piece I've never had where I'm sitting there looking at passage. I didn't really know what that was, but I'm going to pay attention to that this time
around. Yeah, Ivan Panin talks about that too. And we grew up with context, but there's also other things that we'll want to follow too, because there are unfoldings. The unfolding of your word gives light, where you'll see like some of the early teachings that we have learned, like righteousness, peace, and joy, and so on. They were like groupings of scriptures, you'll notice, and I tell you why we do this sometimes, because Jesus did it. When he quotes out of Psalms, he'll quote just part of it. He'll quote the part that's pertinent. He'll pick these pieces out, and there'll be a whole string. And if you follow how Jesus pulls this out, you can see it's an unfolding. It's like a map. You're following a map that is when it's so big, you have to keep folded in the car, and then you open it up more and more, and you go, oh, that's how this connects.
Similar to when we were reading a little bit earlier, when it came down to the end times, where it's talking about that, it brings up Noah, and in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, you could easily go back to those and get a flavor for that too.
Righteous, the unrighteous.
Right.
Righteous, the unrighteous.
It gives more light to it.
Right, okay.
Okay.
But that passage piece, I've never looked at that like that before.
That came from Ivan, gift of Ivan Panin.
Thank you, Ivan Panin.
So who's going to read that next context?
We say it was 18.
Yep, 18 to 27.
And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, kill not, steal not, bear not false witness, honor thy father and mother." And he said, "All of these have I observed from my youth." And when Jesus heard it, he said to him, "One thing thou lackest yet: sell all that thou hast and distribute to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in the heavens, and come, follow me." But when he heard these things, he became exceedingly sorrowful, for he was very rich. And Jesus, seeing him, said, "How hardly shall they that have possessions enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to enter in through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, and who can be saved? But he said, the things impossible with men are possible with God.
What shall I do to inherit eternal life? Well, keep the commandments. So he lists the basic parts of the Ten Commandments that have to do with both God and man. You know, the one tablet is how we honor God. The other is how we honor our brethren. Also, not only that, now give everything away you have. Count that. Now, he didn't say that. What's interesting, he did not say that to Zacchaeus. You know, he was a tax collector. Zacchaeus said, okay, I'm going to pay back all the things I've done wrong. I'm going to pay a fine. What's that?
Fourfold. He offered fourfold.
Yep.
That's up who Zacchaeus was.
Right.
He only had to double. He fourfolded.
Yeah, he was going to make sure that he repaid all things he had done wrong. So there was repentance.
And if I've ever done this, and if I've ever done this, he put so much on himself, he was not asked a thing. Let me come to your house.
Well, this guy more was put on him, but Jesus knows each individual person. This day God has come into his house, Zacchaeus. And he put nothing more, but this one, he goes right after, start over. Give up everything you have, because apparently, and it showed that he couldn't do it. Have you ever looked at your stuff? If you've collected it for 50 years, what do you think all this stuff you've kept really looks like? You ever seen hoarders' houses?
Oh, yeah.
Well, go into a hoarder's house that's about knee deep or waist deep, but that's really what our stuff's going to look like anyway. When you really think about it, when you come back in 200-300 years, is there going to be anything really left? 400 years, 500 years, 1,000 years, 2,000 years. What's that bunch of junk going to look like? Brett just got a visual.
You saw my eyes. I was sitting there thinking about it. I'm like, I mean, a lot of that stuff. I mean, our homes are going to be overgrown. There's not going to be anything to come back to.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably wouldn't even recognize it.
It could be just full of mold.
Right.
So, okay. You said this one time, so you'll remember this. The two tablets, what's on the first one?
How do we love God with all our heart, soul, might, and strength? And the other one is...
And all of those things are five, right?
Yep.
Notice the five he said he did.
Right.
They had nothing to do with who?
Oh, yeah, they did.
What?
Father and mother.
Oh, his father.
Father and mother.
Father and mother. Okay. Is that on the first tablet?
Oh, sure. It's God.
Okay, so that...
And
no,
the,
I'm...
And,
I'm,
and oh, guess, and guess who the mother is?
Well, what didn't he have on his tablet?
The mother's the body of Christ.
Right. Andy, what you're getting at there is...
No, I'm saying to this guy.
He observed the first tablet, but he didn't observe the second, which has to do with your neighbor.
See?
And so when he said, sell all your possessions and give to the poor...
He wasn't good at that. He stated it, what he did.
It did both.
So don't, he took a few of both.
No, don't steal... That's okay. How you treat your brother.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't bear false witness. That's how you, or lie. But honor your father and your mother. And your father is God. Your mother is the body of Christ.
Right.
It's actually covering both.
Okay.
Interesting.
When you think about it.
Well, how many?
Do not commit adultery. That's how you.
Well, okay.
That's
out how of you the Ten Commandments. How many did he have? That's maybe what
if,
I'm getting.
If you don't
at.
Commit adultery, you're not doing it against your wife, who's a man.
Right.
Kill not. You're doing it against your brother. Steal not against a brother. Bear no false witness, and then honor your father and your mother. It's really covering both, that I can see.
And he listed the one, he says, all these I've observed from my youth. And he says, one thing you lack.
Go sell.
Go sell everything you have.
Yeah.
Because God's not first.
Love God with all of your heart.
He was missing that.
Yeah. I think they're all covered. from an aspect.
Mm, I see. But he didn't want to do that.
And he's probably looking at it from one aspect, but not, you know, honoring father and mother. And Jesus is saying it one way, but he says, I have honored my physical father.
Father and mother, yes.
But I haven't. But Jesus, if you look at the Ten Commandments, I believe father and mother are number five. I think there's five on both. And I look at the five as, you know, that father and mother as being
spiritual. So that's just something somebody would come up with a list that he's perfect in.
Yeah. I've done it.
I've done all this.
Yeah. But he really hasn't. Then he throws in this, which shows he hasn't loved God.
Exactly.
The father, being the father. I think he put that father and mother on the wrong stone.
And here's another example of a rich guy.
Well, here we go again.
That was an unrighteous guy.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing about him right there.
And doesn't give his name again. A certain young ruler,
certain
just like
ruler,
the rich man.
A no name.
Yeah. That's funny too, isn't it? Okay, next context. Luke 18:28-30.
And Peter said, Lo, we have left our own and followed thee. And he said to them, Amen, I say unto you that there is none that has left house or wife or brethren or parents or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this season and in the age to come eternal life.
That paused everybody. Nobody's talking because when you get into eternal life, that's a big one. 31 through 43.
Before we go on, it's interesting because one of the pieces that we had read earlier having to do with, you know, you have to leave these things behind, right? God has to be first. And that's what he said. That's all he says about that. Here it says, Amen, I say unto you that there's none that has left these things for the kingdom of God's sake who shall not receive manifold more in this season, in the age to come, eternal life. So there's something to look forward to for the people that have had to do that and they put God first. There is something to look forward to. If you lose these connections, like the division part, right? Jesus didn't come to bring peace, but division. And if you're a man against his father, so if you do lose that connection with your father, well, it says that you're going to receive manifold more in its season and in the age to come eternal life, something to look forward to. And it's really interesting because, you know, those are really strong connections. Those are connections that are right. Those are close.
We've talked about this another way, to where if you've lost this wife, house, brothers, parents, or children, you're going to receive more in this season. And we've talked about it this way, that it's your brothers and sisters in the Lord, their home is yours. So you have many more homes than you ever had. You had many more brothers and sisters than you ever had. You had many more parents than you have. You had many more children than you have. See what I mean?
Exactly right.
So yeah. Those are things that is a family. Your family is much bigger. It's God's family here.
Right. Who are my mother? My
and mom? I mean, that's the side of it too.
And how was your family? Did you really like your family growing up?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
How about you, Brett?
The ones I grew up with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, and I did too. I really liked my mom and dad and— My sisters were quirky, I thought, and I'm sure they thought I was quirky, but I liked my family. I loved it. And yet, this is way better.
Well, now, and take that you liked it, and then you come and follow God. Did you lose it? Did you lose that family?
Not really, in a sense.
Right, but I mean—
I left it.
Like this guy lost it.
Yeah.
He said he's lost a house, he's lost a wife, he's lost brothers, he's lost parents, he's lost children over this. Now, if you've really lost any of those,
oh, we've you can all relate lost. To this. We've all yes. lost. We've lost.
People
things.
Do lose that because do. They don't want to believe the same.
Right.
Things can blow up. See what I mean?
Oh, so
definitely. I mean, those are aspects of it that I look at it as, and I go, oh, because all of those things that you lose that are so dear to you and tight to you, they come back to you many ways over with people that you entrust your life with.
Yep.
So.
This is way better than I ever expected.
Well, this is a lot. It is.
And you're going to have people that came out of the strangest circumstances. You're going to have real people. Some have been demon-possessed. Some have maybe been prostitutes. Some have maybe been into drugs, drinking, whatever you can think of. Yet, when they turn around, you cannot believe what this family is like. It is an amazing amalgamation. It's
invite all the people in.
Yeah.
From the highways and byways and compel them to come in. That was back in where we read a while back.
And I never knew my family members like I know today, my brothers.
And
today.
Are you as close to anyone as you are to your brothers and sisters in God? Because you have a different closeness and you have a different hope.
Way different.
And you have a different future. Everything's about hope and future, isn't it?
It is. And it only gets better. You have wrinkles. You have some bumps in the road.
Yeah.
You have some flat tires. You know, and so when you
change
your
tire. Well, nobody said it was easy.
You get some oil changes along the way. And
but this has an expectation
yeah.
of forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This only gets better every year.
Brighter and brighter.
Every year.
He guarantees it. Brighter and brighter to the perfect day. You follow me.
The path of the just is like the shining light that shines more and more until that perfect day. The unfolding of your word, O Lord, gives light.
So the thing that we were going to be quiet about, we've talked about for 5 minutes.
Now, here are the Ten Commandments.
Go ahead.
You can either do this in Luke 20 or Deuteronomy chapter 5. The Lord God spoke all these words saying, I am Yahweh, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. This is Exodus 20, verse 3 now. I'm speaking 1 through 3. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourselves a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children unto the third and the fourth generations, and those who hate me, but showing steadfast love unto those who love me and keep my commandments. That's the first two commandments. And we'll continue on until we see you again. May God lead you into all truth.
You can contact Gilbert and his friends at www.gilbertandfriends.com. That's www.gilbertandfriends.com. Or write to him, Gilbert and Friends, P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. That's P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. Or call us at 360-600-6726. That's 360-600-6726. We invite your comments as we reason together through the Bible. Thank you for joining us on Come Let Us Reason Together and reminding you all to eat a healthy breakfast every morning. Our favorite breakfast is the Bible because it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.